As we read earlier tonight, a first century physician recorded Christ's virgin birth. There have been a host of doctors who have believed in the virgin birth in the past 2,000 years of history. However, there are always those who believe that the virgin birth is a biological impossibility, and therefore deny the greatest miracle. They may be brilliant people, but they simply do not realize the power of God. For with God, nothing is impossible.
Hebrews 2:9, Jesus, being made little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, may taste death for everyone. Hebrews 2:9.
Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, became man so that you and I might have eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil. What is more unbelievable than God becoming a man is that he left the glories of heaven for sinners like you and me. God performed the greatest miracle when he sent his Son, who died for your sins. All you have to do is trust in him to be saved. Let's listen to the 3- and 4-year-old class as they sing about this greatest miracle. We live in a society where people have a me-first mentality. If you don't think it's true, then go to the mall this week and watch the shoppers. They jockey for position in the checkout lines and the parking lots. They demand immediate attention from clerks and push their carts through the crowds as if to say, "Get out of my way, I'm first." What a contrast to how Jesus lived and died with the interest of others at heart. He did nothing that was self-serving or self-seeking. Sacrifice was the norm and not the exception.
1 Peter 1:19. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as with a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Under the law, the believers had to bring a lamb sacrifice for the priest to kill. The Lord used this to teach his people that the penalty for sin is death, and the only way to pay for their sin was with the shedding of blood. The animal sacrifices never took away sin, but God was trying to show his people something he was going to do in the future. Through the sacrifices, he taught them that one day he would send a lamb straight from heaven, the most perfect lamb of all. And the blood of God's Lamb would pay for every sin that had ever been and ever will be committed. Listen closely to the words of the song, "God's Perfect Lamb," as the adult choir sings about Jesus Christ, the greatest sacrifice.
Worship the God.
you know why we celebrate Christmas? All around the world, department stores do a huge amount of business selling toys and other Christmas articles at this time of the year. Like in the United States, they sell millions of Christmas cards and retail business gets a boost. Yet, seldom is the greatest message associated with Christmas ever heard. Regardless, every year millions of people around the world continue to carry out their traditional Christmas celebrations. How about you? Do you have a proper understanding of the Christmas message and the reason why we celebrate Christmas? The Bible makes it very clear when it comes to which message is the greatest of all. The gospel, or the good news, is by far the greatest message we could give to someone and celebrate at Christmas time. This is not merely a hyped-up baby shower to celebrate a newborn. Instead, we are gathered here tonight to bring glory to God in the highest and to point you to the Son of God, the only one who can meet your greatest need, the need of salvation.
Second Timothy 1:9-10. God has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, and has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
If you attended our Christmas program last year, you might remember the family that caught the Gimme disease. Let's look in on the family again and see what they're up to this year.
The setting of our skit is the living room of the family who we met last year. You might remember how some of the members of the family had caught the Gimme disease while shopping. The family is now sitting in their living room on Christmas Day, 1 year later, with a few other relatives.
Morgan, isn't that the shirt I got you last year for Christmas? Well, yeah, Mom. It's the shirt you picked out. I've never got the shirt I wanted.
What do you expect? What you wanted would have sent us to the store for.
Yeah, right, Joel. What would you want $100 basketball shoes if you just had to have?
At least mine was good on us. Okay. All the discussion about last year's Christmas gifts.
Do you hear something?
Yeah. Sounds like carolers outside.
Sophistication and charm.
Oh, and if they have all that,
certainty that he will spend eternity with him in heaven.
What a terrible shame.
Wait, what do you mean it's a shame?
We know that. Yet we ignore the Bible and get up caught in all the hoopla that the world offers during Christmas time.
Hoopla?
And the other 364 days, if we're honest with ourselves.
You're right. I remember waking up on Christmas morning, and my mom would tell us a Christmas story from Luke 2. And then when my uncles or aunts would share their testimony on how they got saved.
We don't even have a Bible around here, do we?
Yes, we do. It's around here somewhere, isn't it?
I don't know where it is.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
God loved us unconditionally. This is love in the highest degree. It is divine love, not human love. It is love lifted to a high, noble, supernatural plane. His love is revealed to us in the fact that he gave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This greatest love was further demonstrated toward us when Jesus Christ, God the Son, loved us so much that
He gave his head to wear the thorns for you. John 19:2, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. He gave his eyes to weep over your sin. Luke 19:41. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it. He gave his cheeks to be smitten for you. Lamentations 3:30. He gives his cheek to the one who strikes him.
He gave his body to hang on a tree for your sins. Hebrews 10:10. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
He gave his side to be pierced for you. John 19:34. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear.
He gave his hands and his feet to the cruel nails for you. Psalms 22:16. They pierced my hands and my feet.
He gave his blood to redeem your soul. You were not redeemed. No, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. You were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ.
He gave his life to give us eternal life. John 10:11. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
He gave his soul an acceptable payment for your sins. Isaiah 53:10. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put his soul to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Because of the greatest love God demonstrated towards us, our response should be one of praise. Let's listen to the choirs as they sing a familiar Christmas carol of praise to our wonderful Savior. We live in a world where many people are depressed, confused, and feeling hopeless. Perhaps that describes you. The good news is that God has provided the greatest hope, eternal life. Faith in Jesus Christ alone results in a hope, which is the confident expectation that what God has promised in His Word will come to pass.
Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom also we have access by faith into His grace, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
What a generous God we have, the greatest giver, who performed the greatest miracle when He gave His Son to us. Because of the greatest sacrifice, the death of Jesus Christ, our sins have been totally paid for. This greatest message is recorded for us in the Word of God. And it was God who demonstrated the greatest love by sending His Son to be the Savior of the world. All we have to do is place our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and we can enjoy the greatest hope, which is eternal life. If you have not already done so, I encourage you to accept the greatest gift ever given and know that you will spend all eternity in heaven. God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world. You receive Him by trusting in His finished work on the cross as a payment for your sins. Listen carefully as all three choirs sing about the greatest gift sent from a loving Father.
Amen. I hope you enjoyed our program tonight about the greatest gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Kids did a great job, didn't they? Can the zoo be saved? I don't know about the zoo, but you can be. Again, because of the greatest gift God ever gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the hymns of old, the Christmas songs that we sing, oftentimes contain the very words we need to hear. Just that they're so familiar that sometimes we miss what they're saying. As we bring our Christmas program to a close tonight, we're going to sing together, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now let me just mention, before we do though, parents, that your children are in their classrooms. You can pick them up there. They'll all be served there, except the fifth and sixth graders. And the rest of you are all welcome to come up to the main hall area. There's some tables and goodies, refreshments, if you have time to stay and join and eat some things with us and visit with one another. And if not, we just have more to eat ourselves. Thank you for coming on this cold winter night, but what a warm evening as we fellowship around the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's sing together and let's stand as we do. Hark the herald angels sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful of the nations run, join the triumph of the sky. West angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heavenborn Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings, present with in his dream. While he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give the second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Have a Christ.